Confirming a suspected infection in a laboratory can take days. Some small European countries have just one or two laboratories able to process COVID-19 tests. Europe's entire supply of test kits is shipped from the two main laboratories of the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, the EU's public health agency. America's supply all comes from the CDC in Atlanta. It will be several months before commercial tests are available. Tests could soon run short if other countries experience COVID-19 epidemics like China's. Delays in getting the results would increase. A lab technician must first prepare the samples. After that, processing each test through a molecular analysis machine can take an hour and a half. These machines also run tests for the seasonal flu and other diseases. A COVID-19 epidemic in the middle of winter, peak season for the common flu, would quickly overwhelm laboratories in most countries. Rapid diagnostic tests for the new virus that are as quick to carry out in doctors' offices as pregnancy tests were at the top of the wish list at a WHO meeting about research priorities for COVID-19 in February. Once an epidemic is in full swing, extensive testing to find everyone who might have the disease is less useful, says John Hick, an emergency coordinator at the Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis. At that point, he says, doctors will start to diagnose probable cases by symptoms alone, which is common practice for many illnesses, including the flu. Medics in part of China are already doing this. As with other contagious diseases, COVID-19 patients in hospitals must be isolated to prevent its spread. When patients become too numerous to contain in isolation rooms, shared rooms, wings, or entire floors may be set aside for COVID-19 patients only. The Vrije University Hospital in Amsterdam has dusted off its plans for doing this, including where to put do not cross lines to separate such sections, says Rosa von Mansfield, who oversees infection prevention there. When all Dutch hospitals are overwhelmed, the lights will be turned on at the country's calamity hospital, a fully equipped facility in Utrecht that is otherwise shut. It last opened to care for the victims of a terrorist shooting in 2019. In Kinshasa, Congo's capital, an empty Ebola treatment centre will be used when COVID-19 cases are identified.